Good morning, everybody. It's 2:15 a.m. on Friday, October 4th, 2019, right? Yeah, I'll figure out what year it is eventually. It's a Ken Braverman podcast. Oh, man. You know that feeling when I'm still congested, but when you're super sick and then you finally get better? That kind of hit me last night. Like, I basically almost freaking died from poison ivy. And you know, when your immune system gets hit, like, when you get burned, I'll stop talking about poison ivy. Point is, I got better, and that euphoric feeling of being ill and then being healthy again, it makes you appreciate your health. And, boy, I could go in a million different directions on this podcast, but I'm going to try to make it listenable, okay? This is what I'm going to try to do, is actually make it, like, relatable, not about politics and not about abstract stuff and just kind of funny stories, because I like telling stories too. So, anyway, feeling good because I feel better, right? And also, a lot of other things kind of came into place in the last couple days, like, I started noticing that a lot of the work I was doing was going really well. A lot of the sports algorithms, like, I just looked at this college football thing I built to pick college football games, and we won the top 18 games in a row last week. I didn't even realize because I haven't been paying attention because so much has been going on, and I was so sick. So that worked out well. I watched the football game tonight. I watched the Rams-Seahawks game. That was an awesome football game. I got to say that the NFL puts out a great product, and that was a heck of a game. And I got the winning team wrong. I thought the Rams were going to win the game according to the algorithm that we have here. But I feel good about what the algorithm did. It got very close in the score prediction, and the Rams really should have won. They missed a field goal with no time left on the clock there to win it, a very reasonable field goal. So that was a lot of fun. That was going good. Hockey season has started. I'm working on the hockey algorithm now. Baseball playoffs are going on. I had St. Louis today to win this game, and they were like plus 150. Like, all kinds of cool things have been happening. Anyway, so that was good. Also, I was out and about today, and I was out picking up a birthday present from my son. And but do you know that they have... I went to the Lego store right outside Washington, D.C. today. I went down to the nation's capital, and I there's only a couple Lego stores here, but when you live on the East Coast around D.C., you do have a lot of choices. It's not like the middle of Kansas. You probably can't find a Lego store anywhere in Kansas. I bet you they don't have a Lego store in Kansas. If they do, it's going to be in Wichita, or I doubt Topeka. It's either going to be in Wichita or nowhere, or Kansas City, which is in Missouri anyway. Anywho, point is, they have Lego sets for, you know, like Millennium Falcon from Star Wars, and I don't know, like the evil Darth Vader destroyers, which I'm sure I'm not saying that name right for all your Star Wars fanatics out there. Point is, they have $1,000 sets of Legos. That was nuts. I was like, all right, here, I'm not gonna spend more than $100 on an amazing toy here. But even that, like, they know what they're doing over there. Anyway, it was pretty cool. So as I went to DC today, get lost around DC all the time, and I'm heading out. Like, just going 20 miles around the nation's capital, traffic's so awful that it's an hour and a half to go 20 miles, right, all the time. And I'm going out west into Virginia, and I'm driving, and I'm a really attentive driver, always paying attention to everybody. And there's a lot of stop and go traffic and everything, and there's a cop behind me, and so I'm always paying attention, making sure I don't, you know, because you can get pulled over all the time. I get pulled over all the time. You know, they see me and they pull me over. And so I'm driving, and of course, some guy cuts in front of the cop behind me. So I'm driving, and this guy cuts over in front of the cop, and he's kind of driving a little radically, I can tell. So I'm paying attention as we're going, and we're doing the stop and go thing. And sure enough, you know, it looked like we started to accelerate up to like 30 miles an hour or something. And then it was a dead stop. And I'm like kind of pumping my brakes because I'm coming to a faster stop. And I'm looking behind me and I'm realizing, I don't know if the guy was looking at his phone or what, but I'm like, he's not stopping. I'm like, this guy's going to rear end me. So I'm the type of guy who has actually pulled my car into red light intersections when I know that someone is not seeing me when they're driving, like they're looking at their phone and they're gonna rear end me. So I will actually drive out of the way if I'm at a dead stop because I'm always paying attention. But in this instance, I was trapped on a two-lane road and I couldn't go anywhere. So I tried to like get as close as I could to the car in front of me and pump my brakes like several times to try to notify this guy that he was gonna rear end me. But basically he didn't realize till too late, and he did rear end me. He hits me, and I was so close to the car in front of me because I was trying to give myself time not to get hit, and that I hit the guy in front of me too. So we had a 3-car accident today. And the funniest thing is the cop that was behind me was still behind me, was behind the guy who hit me actually. So the cop like literally is driving behind a 3-car accident that happens right in front of him. So funny. Now the beautiful thing of this is that I got pretty big bumpers on my car, and the way the accident happened, because I kind of tried to even dodge, you know, I predicted an accident essentially and tried to make it as cushiony as possible. There was essentially no damage on any car. It was like an under 15-mile hit, you know, a little pinball between the 3 cars. And it was just a scrape on the car in front of me that I hit my front bumper on. And then the guy who hit me, he got the worst of it, which I love. I love that when the person whose fault it is gets the worst of it. He ripped the Volkswagen emblem off the grill of his car, dented the grill of his car slightly, and dented my bumper in. But my bumper is huge as shit, so it didn't matter. And we all got out of the car, right? So we all pull over because we actually had a shoulder. And the 3 of us pull over. The cop pulls over because he's right there. So he gets out and he's got little pieces of paper and he's like, if you guys want to, you know, exchange insurance. And the 3 of us are looking at our cars and we're like, you know, that ain't bad. That ain't bad. That ain't bad. I'm like, are you all right? Are you all right? Are you all right? We're like, yeah. We're like, dude, we're all cool. And we just basically told the cop, like, we're fine. And the 3 of us just drove off, which was funny. Just funny. So that kind of good day where, I don't know, everything, even a car accident goes right. Even a 3-car accident behind a police officer goes right. That's a heck of a Thursday. So that was kind of fun. what else is going on? I'm not going to go too political other than to say, I haven't paid attention to too much news today. It makes you healthier, but hey, I'll tell you a funny story. Actually, I was talking to my mother today. I was actually looking through my mother's food cabinet. Everybody's parents, when you get to be about 40 like me, your parents, you know, they tend to get kind of old, you know, and they, I don't know, older people tend to be set in their ways, one could say, right? And I always hear my mom or other people complaining, my stomach doesn't feel good today. And I'm always like, well, what did you eat? What have you been eating lately? Have you been eating crap? Have you been eating feces, Mom? Because maybe that's why your stomach doesn't hurt, you know, hurts a little bit today. I'm always like, what are you eating? What are you eating? What are you eating? You are what you eat. What's your diet, right? And I know for a fact that my mom never throws away food and always keeps old, rotten food. And I've always thought that that contributes to not feeling well, you know, eating crap. Now, I happened to go through my mom's food cabinet and I started looking at the food in there. I started looking at the cans. There was like cans of like vegetable chili and like creamy tortilla soup. And just there's Wolfgang Puck. So I don't know if Wolfgang Puck is still alive, but we've got a lot of his food here. I don't know if he's still making stuff. So I started looking at expiration dates. That's what I do in these situations. And I make jokes about expiration dates. I usually make political references. I'm like, hey, this can of vegetarian chili was expired before Obama was elected to his second term. Like, it's a 2012 expiration date on the bottom of it. I hope you're not opening that up and eating that, Mom. This creamy tortilla soup, This creamy tortilla soup did not even know Trump was running for president when it expired. It was like early 2015, right? There weren't even primaries yet. It's funny that this food is this old, but it's got to have an impact on your life. All right. This is the lesson of this podcast, is it's important to keep things fresh. If you eat things that are decomposing and you're not going for like kombucha and trying to put a lot of fecal matter like in your digestive system, which is actually good for your digestive system too. But if you eat nothing but rotten food, I don't think you feel good. I think you like to have fresh food. There's a reason why raspberries that aren't mushed taste better. Blueberries that aren't blue slime taste better, that aren't moldy. Bread that isn't moldy tastes better. Things that are newer taste better. And we should all strive to eat fresh food. I think it would make us healthier. Eat fresh food, drink clean water. And 11 minutes in, I am going to go a little bit political, actually. But I'll try to make it listenable. These things are important to eat fresh food. I make it a point, even as I travel across the country, stopping at a lot of gas stations oftentimes because I'm just on the road a lot, still hunting and searching. You know what I get at like a Sheetz gas station or any of these gas stations in the middle of the country, I suppose? I'll get a big salad. I'll look at the expiration date. I'll get a big one of those chef salads or something like that and nosh on it while I'm driving instead of getting your processed cheeseburger or chicken sandwich or something, bacon, whatever, that's going to be rougher on you. You just eat fresher. It's healthier. It's better. And we should all strive to have that. Now, reason why I said I'm going to go political, but gets me upset and just a patently obvious truth, right? You know how I hate Trump, and I think he should be arrested and removed, and he's trying to destroy the country. And one of the reasons why I know this to be true is because what did he do recently? He decided to remove the restrictions on making sure that our U.S. national waterways, like rivers and things that connect a lot of different states and stuff like that, heavy waterways that are used, that he removed the protections so that we can't stop people from polluting in them, essentially, or fine people, or really take a hand. He's weakening the EPA's ability to make sure that people aren't dumping in our water and that our waters are cleaner. And it's so important for our health that our water supply is not tainted with drugs and pollutants and microbes and other things. It's so important that we try to keep our water clean that why on earth why would you make it easier for the water to get dirtier and nobody to pay the consequences for it? Why would you do that? You'd only do that, two reasons why that happened. One, Trump doesn't think it would ever affect him. He's not, because he just doesn't understand how water works, how it's better for all of us, how people transmit illnesses and viruses, and how the food you eat is watered from one of those waterways somewhere in the country. So it's not like just your water in your local town. That's not all you have to worry about. You have to worry about the water that is watering all the food you eat as well. You got to worry about everybody's water. You got to worry about things like, oh, when you hear about all these people dying from E. coli outbreaks from spinach, that has to do with dirtied water supply that was fertilizing that, you know, using that to water and harvest those crops. Now, Trump thinks it's never going to affect him. That's one. Two is that Vladimir Putin wants to destroy the United States and destroy our standing. And this is one of the ways that he has pushed the Republicans, the Russian Republicans, to approve things like this and to allow these things to happen. Is he says, yeah, well, let's try to expand the coal industry, which is fucking retarded to expand the coal industry. Coal is one of the dumbest ways to generate electricity. It is caveman technology. Let's burn something really dirty. Let's burn something really dirty and heat up turbines, blah, 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 and make electricity. No, dumbasses. We don't need to do that anymore. We have air quality and water quality problems. We should not be burning dirty rocks to generate electricity. We have wind. We have solar. Why does he fight wind so much? Why does he say, like, you know, wind is so terrible? Because it's awesome. That's why he's saying it. And he wants, like, Putin pushes him to be a troll. You understand, Trump owes all his money to Putin. It's coming out. Trump's committing treason. He's got to go. He's ruining all of our lives every day, not only by being on TV all the time, but also by dirtying up our water supply and literally poisoning our people, or allowing it to be easier for us to be poisoned, not protecting us, not fulfilling his duty, his oath of office, all these things. It's so horrible. I don't want to talk about him. I want to do other things. God, just impeach him and remove him already. Arrest him. Just everybody needs to unite and remove him, because I have other things to do than worry about him and worry about what he's doing. Wouldn't everyone like to do something productive instead of having to defend ourselves from Russia all the time? I know maybe you don't feel like you have to. You live in a part of the country where you don't. I have to worry about this. I am here and I have to worry about this. If you're in the Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C. area, you have to fucking worry about this all day long, because he's literally, we are at war with Russia through the president right now. I like the fact that CIA people are whistleblowing on this. We should all step out and whistleblow and remove this. I swear to God, I'm sorry I'm going political and going all crazy, but I got to finish on this because it's too important. I did a whole podcast yesterday about Russian money laundering. I didn't post it because it will get me killed, all right, when the Russians hear it. But I'll tell you this. Go to Sunny Isles, Florida. Look at all the Trump buildings and all the Russian people that live there. Look in Manhattan and look at all the Russian people that live there. The reason why he has money is from the Russians. We are not a ally of Russia. I would like to be, but when Putin's in power, you can't do it, because he will fucking kill you if you cross him. He doesn't care where you are. He will kill you if you cross him. That's what dictators do. We like democracy here in the United States. We have a dictator right now. We're going to remove him. We should all remove him. And any Republican who does not vote to convict him when he is brought to the Senate is a traitor. You hear me, Chuck Grassley? I don't want you to be a traitor. You will vote to convict. Lindsey Graham, you are a traitor right now. But you'll flip because you're also a bitch. So you will flip as well. You know who else? All of you. All 53 Republican senators right now are going to vote to convict Trump. Maybe not Pence, because you want to keep your Republican power. But you are going to vote to convict Trump. You're going to remove this sociopathic narcissist out of the White House. It is going to be 100-0 on many of the counts of impeachment. We, America, will not let you stand up and be traitors. Hear me loud and clear. If you vote not to convict, you are a traitor. You've seen the information. You've seen the evidence. We will not have this. We will not allow him to kill millions of people because he refuses to go down and go to prison. We will not allow that to happen. So understand, Republicans, you are traitors unless you side on the side of America. And I'm out for now.